Walter Sisulu local municipality is facing the possibility of a rate boycott after increases on the property rates were pushed through as part of the 2024-2025 budget tariff increases, narrowly passing with the ANC's 10 votes against the opposition's 9 at a special council meeting on the 4th of June. Residents of Malatswai, James Tkalata, Burgersdorp, Steinsburg and Venterstad are buckling under the ongoing cost of living crisis and can simply not afford the increases that are now forced on them. The increases were pushed through despite the DA noting that the new rates would be outside of inflationary and affordability guidelines as per the regulations contained in MFMA Circular 126 and despite significant resistance from communities. The proposed tariff would be unchanged from the previous financial year, with a 50% rebate afforded to properties with more than 20% increase in market value. The rebate is vulnerable and able to be revoked, as seen in past actions of the ANC in council. With a combined increase of 3 billion on residential and agricultural properties, the result will be exorbitant increases of up to 300%, which the 50% proposed rebate would not mitigate. The DA therefore advised a lowering of the tariff. I have written to National and Provincial Treasury to request their urgent intervention. The tariffs violate the rights afforded to ratepayers, breach regulations, and will lead to a decline in collection rate. The solution for the financially struggling Walter Sisulu municipality is not to bleed the already struggling ratepayer dry, but in finding alternative means of revenue to sustain the municipality.